Hello, everybody. Lord Cillian, driving home from Borås Gaming Convention, BSK called here in BSK, called here in Sweden. It's one of the best board game conventions here in Sweden. Not the big one, but very, very nice, and some of the best and nicest people, board gamer people in Sweden, go here. Some very old friend of mine and some new and great friend. So this is a very great, great place to go if you like board gaming. And it's held by Carl, who demos games there. And it's always 2 weeks after Essen, the Spiel Fair in Essen, the board game convention. So it's always crowded with new, exciting games. And I've just been listening to Tom Bassel and Eric Summerer and the Dice Tower show. They went to Essen this year from the US, traveling there. So I've been listening to their great sum-up of Essen, where they released, to their account, 850 new board games. An amazing number, crazy number, because it used to be crazy before. You have all great new games came out during a year, and you had like time to play most of them once and your favorite sometimes. But now they're releasing so many new great board games, you don't even have time to play all of them once, which is crazy. I figure because some of the real good board games, they'll need at least 5-10 plays for you to get to know them and the depth of strategy and such. So some new games guess that's many plays, but not most of them. Anyhow, I had a great time today. I've been driving my car. For me, it's a one-day stay, but the convention is a three-day convention. I got the chance to meet some of my oldest board gaming friends that I met just 10 years ago from this day, when the board gaming hobby really took off. It was 2004. I met some of my oldest board gaming friends, like Carl and Magnus and Karin and Johan and some people, yeah. That was when Puerto Rico, Amore, and Kalis were new games, really, and the board gaming hobby really took off. So it's been a great 10 years. It still is, and come to think of it, the business have gone through so much evolution, because the games that are released today and we play today are so, most of them are so much better than the games just released 5 years ago. And it's really amazing to see this hobby, how it grows and how every game iterates and borrows and steals from games that comes before and makes up new mechanics. So it's amazing to play new fun games every time. Yes, and today I've been playing 4 games. 3 new ones. That was demos that there. Direct from all 3 new from Essen, and my favorite game, Clash of Cultures, which had a new expansion directly from Essen called Civilization, making it a much more greater civilization game. When everyone starts off with a special civilization like Romans, Egypt, Greece, Babylonians, Caphenus, Phoenicia, even Vikings. Of course, the guy making the game is a Danish guy. He find a way to put Vikings in the antique setting of this civilization game. But that's fun anyway. Yeah. So, yeah. And I met some great friends to play with. And that's basically it. Now I'm driving home in the middle of the night. So I played... I started off with Kings of Aaron's Steam, a really new, fun game with new mechanics for driving around a very flexible map with your airship, picking up goods, dropping off at your train stations and then shipping them on your train station to various cities on the board. So it's a pick up and delivery and shipping game with you flying around a big airship as well, and you plan your each move for by playing four cards at the beginning of each round. So you have to plan your moves really carefully, because the airship is very hard to move around also. So it's a fun game. It looks really nice, nice components. Yeah, and then I played Nations, the dice game, which is a new Civilization dice playing game, which is built upon last year's success from Essen Nations, the first really big good designer game made by two Swedes. So it's really fun, and I think the dice game as well is made by Swedes, I don't know, but we can check that out. So it's really fun, and it's a very streamlined version of the Nations game. You play it in less than an hour, and then, but all the good mechanics and all the good feel from it is there also. And you get to... it's much better than other dice playing Civilizations game that's like Road for the Ages, even if it's a longer game. That's more like a filler, Road for the Ages. But this is this feels like a real game in under an hour. With fun mechanics, and of course dice, you upgrade your dice, much like you played another old filler game called Airships I have at home. Yeah, so that was a great game, even if I came in last, and I played with Karin and Magnus, yeah, two of my best friends in the board gaming hobby. Yeah, and then we got to sit through a demo rule of Praetors, a game which we never got to play because we want to play another game instead, but we at least we got the new rules, and it seems like a really good net game. Then we played Des Ex Machina. Yeah, Des, yeah, it's a civilization building game with cards. You build different types of cards, and you have a map as well where you put all your buildings that you get when building, playing the cards, builds a building on the map. And the map is really ugly, and the colors and the, yeah, and everything. But fortunately, the cards are very beautiful, and you mostly look at your own cards. So that's, maybe they rushed, it feels like they rushed the production to get to get it out before Essen ended. So that was nice, a really nice Civilization card building game. Yeah, I came in last there too, but I really liked it, but it was a very even game, even though I felt like I was way beyond everyone else. It was like 46, 40, 43 and 42 points, so that was a really close game. Yeah, and lastly, we finished off by playing Clash of Cultures with the Civilization. I got to play Egyptians, and the other two guys played Phoenician and Carthago. You know, Hannibal, the Hannibal country, with war elephants, finally expansion with war elephants, and you got leaders, and it makes my favorite game even better. So it's a really good Civilization. If you like Civilization games, this is one for me. Even though it's there, it's dice and combat and player elimination. If you plan carefully, it won't be easy to attack you. And actually really hard if you defend yourself well, so you can defend against almost any kind of attack. And you have the best tech tree ever in any Civilization board game so far. It's a massive tech tree, and you have lots of interesting choices. And the Civilization's expansions makes it less scripted to get the best. It's not obvious you need to get the best tech, because your civilization specializes in other types of text that makes for very varied play. Yeah. So that's it. I'm running out of time for this one. Really great playing these board games. And I had an amazing day in Boos. So maybe I'll talk more about board games in 2 weeks. My birthday board gaming party is coming up. If you hear this, you can join in. Signing out, Lucilion.